Right, I have found myself another artist. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Joe Lathwood. I'm a sculpture installation artist.
Okay, so when I say you're an artist, you're not an artist working in between time?
No, an interested artist.
Okay. So how did you hear about the event?
I heard about it through a friend, and then I read up about it today, which is very rare, because I work in an art shop and normally we don't have that much publicity stuff, but I have seen this being advertised around Bristol.
Okay.
From my point of view, there's lots of stuff in my practice that is a bit more ephemeral, even though I do still make sort of traditional sculpture.
Uh-huh.
There's lots of stuff that does sort of depend on a more performative or live art basis, so things like this are quite interesting, especially to see how not so much artists, even though you meet loads of artists in these kind of events, but a lot more about how the general public interact with stuff, because even though I think it's more common, I still think that the, you know, general Joe Blogs, whatever, off the street will find it quite hard to engage with stuff.
Yeah.
Or just question whether it's art, and especially in a public gallery space, they always kind of do that stereotypical thing of like, this is what I'm spending my taxes on.
Which I think in between time is interesting because it very much takes a lot onto the streets.
Yeah, yeah, and it's in lots of different venues as well, so people won't be like, I mean, with this venue particularly, because it's like a white space gallery space,
yeah,
you're only going to get a certain clientele coming. So, you know, within, I mean, obviously you get a lot of people,
yeah, but I've
coming
into
to see
three
different
people so
bits.
Far, and all three have been artists.
Yeah,
so.
exactly. And all they're going to have some they're going to have to know about it to be here on the first night.
Yeah. But there's lots of stuff going on which we'll hopefully encounter Joe or
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely.
So is there anything in particular that sort of piqued your interest about the...
I can be negative about something. That's a bit bad, really. But the piece, I don't know the artist's name, but the piece downstairs with the cord from bodies of autopsy. Do you know about this? There's like a piece that's it's a string going across the whole gallery, and it's I mean, I sort of like, because I've been to art school, I think I've slowly learned over the years that if something affects you, even if it affects you in a negative or a positive way, it's kind of more weighted or more interesting, maybe, because obviously it's affecting you in some way, opposed to just something that you won't even necessarily take note of. So I don't like it because it's obviously annoyed me slightly, but it's just like there's this string that's the cord that you use to sew up wounds, and they're from, it's quite a hard thing to deal with, and I think a lot of people will find it quite peculiar. Especially thinking of like how a general member of the public will deal with it, I think they'll just find it really sort of out of place. But it's like, so it's from people that have died violent deaths, the fixing of, you know, it's taken from the body. So number one question is, how the hell did you get that cord? And yeah, number two question is just like, why this is my problem, is why are you exhibiting that? I mean, like, there's other really interesting pieces that I think that have a humanistic element that people are, you know, curious about or can engage with. But with that piece, I'm really like, I think I just find it a bit disturbing. And
I think I understand your point of view on that. Like, this is kind of a related issue point in that I know plenty of people our age have probably watched someone get severely injured or die on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm very funny about not watching those things. Purposely making, won't even watch someone like tripping over and face planning.
Because
there's something about disembodying them which I think does them a disservice.
Yeah.
And
but it's just because I'd like to meet or at least talk with somebody that knows a bit more about the artist, because it's, I don't know what it's, I mean, in the catalogue, so what I was reading today before I came here, which I really rarely do, normally I'm just like, I just want artwork to talk about itself, because I didn't know anything about what was going on, I was trying to weigh up if I wanted to come here or whatever. The fact is that it's like noted that it's violent deaths as well, so it has this really sinister edge to it, and I can't quite compute why that's so. I mean, it just puts you in a really weird position, like it just makes you feel really weird, which obviously means it's affecting you in some sort of way, and obviously like helping you to sort of cognitively think about different.
Yeah, or even think about it at all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're engaging with it whether you like it or not, basically. And the fact that I'm talking about it now means I've engaged with it even more. But, so I found that quite interesting. And then, what I'm looking forward to is seeing a lot more kind of like the performative stuff. Like, you know, the artist Sophie Cal, I know she's not doing anything in this exhibition, but like, that's why I really like her work, is because it's really it's like the only thing that really exists in galleries is the documentation of events. It's not so much the events, even though the events is the art, you can't pinpoint it. And I think that's what's really really impressive about sort of live art, is when people get to engage with it and enjoy it, you know, and they have an experience from it that is genuine without it being under the pretense of you're about to have an experience now, and sort of setting out that, which is kind of what performance has slightly fallen into. Like, performative artwork is complicated because the audience for it needs to, you need to be there for the, whereas live art has a bit more of an open spectrum.
So, sort of closing question, yeah. I'm kind of asking this of a lot of people because the whole question itself intrigues me. I don't think there is an answer to this kind of point. Mm. Like, because you say to the person on the street, what is live art? Most people never heard of it, or they'll say something like interpretive dance, or that kind of reaction. So what to you is live art? And it's a really horrible question, I know it is. And you can say,
I think live art has the same, this is a pretty good answer, it's pretty loose though. I think it has the same qualities that life does. So that's where its origin of its word comes from. So in that respect, it has a lifespan. It has like a necessity to exist, which is codependent on something else.
Okay.
So like, you know, the whole like philosophy of like, you know, the idea about sound, and sound doesn't exist unless there's an ear to hear it. Well, live art can't exist. And is this making any sense,
no,
or am I going in circles?
No,
like everything to do with living, apart from obviously breathing, because then we'd be making robots, which would also be live art, but that would be weird. Yeah, that's what it is, like an ephemeral, tangible, temporary thing. I don't think you can, and I think even if you explain it to people, it becomes a different type of art. It's impossible to capture. Something that you can't document, because as soon as you document it, it becomes something
else. Brilliant. Thanks very much.
It's okay.
Thank you for talking.